The brutal language of offense is also sometimes a more complicated language of inclusion. Groups can use certain words among their members that would be offensive outside the group. Among racial groups, the slang identifiers are often just plain funny, as when two men try to out-soul food each other when ordering lunch at a restaurant in Harlem.
I will have the baked beef short ribs with collard greens and throw down some of that cornbread.
You know what? Hold up a second. I'm also going to have some of them collard greens and cornbread as well, but hook a brother up with some of them hot links.
All right.
You know what? Why am I trying to front? Scratch all that. Give me some okra and some fried red snapper, and girl, you know I want some chitlins.
All right.
Y'all got ham hocks?
Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele are the comedians behind the show Key and Peele on Comedy Central that sketches from their show. They are biracial. They are Abbott and Costello. They are Rowan and Martin. You might say they're Nichols and May. Half white and half black, they are tired of the confused identity thing and have gone straight to being more highly evolved species from the rest of us.
I guess the advantage is not only the rapidity with which one can change a character or being able to, you know, you play a different character on the drop of a dime, but I think a lot of it has to do with being able to be really varied different characters, because you end up doing that in your life anyway for survival when you're a biracial person. I mean, code switching is kind of part of me and Jordan's life. It always has been part of our life. And so I think the advantage is that you kind of get to be a little bit of an umpire when you're looking at a situation. You can look at a situation sometimes more objectively because you're living your life a little bit on both sides of the fence. You know, we don't look in the mirror and see our own problems. We look out of ourselves at others. But I think when you're straddling both sides of the social tightrope very often, you can go, oh, I noticed that about this culture. Oh, I noticed that about that culture. Oh, I do that when I'm existing in this culture, that kind of thing. So I think that's the advantage.
Well, it's two advantages, and you kind of described them there. You know, on the one hand, you have standing because you're a member of both communities, so you are permitted to speak, and you have insight because you basically see everybody's backstory, and you know how everybody talks, and you know how to yank their chain. And all right, I want to put you on the spot, though. You've said it, and you're both very skilled actors, that you can do different characters at the drop of a hat. Can you improv for me just a sense of how quickly you can go from voice to voice to voice in the extremes of the spectrum?
I mean, you saying that you want us to do that right now, at this very moment?
That's right.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You have to first think about, you know, are you, you know, an average blogger who's drinking some coffee, or, you know, are you Barack Obama, President of the United States of America?
Is that what you were talking about? Is that what you were talking about, my friend? Who is that guy? And why are you in our interview? You need to leave. You guys got to leave my office. I'm sorry, we're sharing an office with this guy, so I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I am just trying not to interrupt you because, I mean, you could keep that going for an hour, I think, right?
Yeah, we could go all – that's kind of how we write. That's our writing process.
That's pretty much how we write, yeah.
Let me shift gears for just a second, because you talk about the president. And on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, when Barack Obama was on that show, he said this, and I don't know what passes for like success over there at Comedy Central, but this has to be one of them. Listen.
There is one that my staff showed me recently by these guys, Key and Peele, on Comedy Central. They've got a guy who imitates me pretty well.
Yeah.
And the premise is I'm sitting in the Oval Office, and he's got an anger translator named Luther. So I'll make my little speech, and then Luther will come on and say, I can't actually repeat what he said.
And not only is he the president of the United States, he's like Mr. Biracial, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he is. That's, you know, that's his second title.
Yeah.
When he hands you his business card, it says leader of the free world and Mr. Biracial on the card.
And then he opens up his shirt, and there's a black and white symbol, and he flies away.
So how'd you come up with Luther and the whole idea of Luther and Barack Obama needing a translator?
You know, when we were writing the pilot for the show, and we remembered, and I can't remember if this guy was a senator or a member of the House of Representatives, but the president was speaking. And remember that guy who yelled out, "You lie, you lie." And the president put his finger up, maintained a lot of control, and put his finger up and continued his speech. And I've just never seen anybody be that disrespectful to a sitting president. And then, Jordan, what's your big thing is the birther conspiracy. We're like,
yeah, that was driving me crazy. That, yeah, how are we questioning where this president was born? When does that happen?
Yeah.
And so there was all these, there was a lot of emotions that I think were pent up in us and a lot of people.
Yeah, and so we figured if we can create a surrogate for the president's emotions, because it seems like he spends a good deal of time suppressing his emotion or suppressing his frustration. Mm-hmm. And so we just wanted to figure out if we could create a surrogate for him.
All right, so let's listen. Let's give people an example of that who aren't already your monster fans. This is Jordan Peele as President Obama and Keegan-Michael Key as Luther, the man who can say what the president cannot. Here.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Now, before we begin, I'd like to once again introduce you to my anger translator, Luther.
Hi.
Now, this November, I want each and every one of you to ask yourselves, what has changed in the last 4 years?
Who killed Osama bin Laden?
What has my administration accomplished?
Did we accomplish killing America's biggest enemy? Check, did that, boom!
So Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele, I want to get each of your responses to this. I mean, on the one hand, I mean, that's hysterically funny, and it's also really edgy in the sense that it speaks to so many things about being biracial, about being a president, about the whole experience of race in the United States. But with Luther being the anger dude, does that mean that black man equals angry man?
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, on one hand, you have Obama right there is the perfect example of, you know, a guy who's extremely even keel, measured, and, you know, walks that tightrope of cool-headedness perfectly. I think what Luther is he's an everyday guy. And I think that through that, you know, we're sort of appealing to people who have everyday people like us who have these thoughts. And it's the type of thing that, you know, you imagine people across America screaming at Obama through the TV. Dude, just say it. Say it, man. Come on, brother. Also, we wanted to make sure that Luther is representational of the things that we feel like people are afraid of so that Obama has to suppress that. If that makes any sense.
Right, right. Like that if there is, quote unquote, an angry black dynamic that the president ever wanted to express, part of the conversation is that he's not allowed to do that. My wife, who is a white woman, is sitting on the couch screaming at the television. She is Luther. If you're a supporter of Obama, you would be Luther. It'd be funny to have the president sitting there and just have a video where there's just a bunch of different, you know, a short Hispanic woman, a tall white man. You know what I mean?
The auditions for Luther.
Yeah. I'm sensing a sketch coming together here.
I know. I'm starting to feel it in my brain. Yeah.
Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele, the comedians behind the show, Key and Peele on Comedy Central. They are deep language dudes. Words are adventures of meaning and emotion. People love to talk about language. You do. Barbara got a problem with the word lame.
The slang that I like the least is when people misuse the word lame. After John Hockenberry had explained how inappropriate that word is in common language, I really just irritates me and annoys me every time someone uses it.
Hey, thanks, Barbara. If you can't walk, you hate the word lame, I'm telling you. Tell us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll talk about the housing market next week on the show. Have a great weekend. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.